I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. There's an organization in town that's doing great work for nonprofits, providing tools that they might not have access to allow volunteers to get work done. It's called the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank, and in the studio with me this morning is Kat Pepmeyer, the executive director of the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin back at the beginning. How did the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank come about? What happened in your life to have this all catalyzed?
Well, it actually started before me. It's part of a national model that started in Atlanta 20 years ago. The great thing about the Tool Bank is they don't go where they're not wanted. So they wait for community members to reach out to Tool Bank USA to assess a need in a community. Joe Hansbauer and Robert Ramsey in Cincinnati had been talking about it, and both independently had contacted Tool Bank USA. They conducted community research and found out that there indeed was a need for a tool bank in the Cincinnati area and began rounding up board members. So their model is they get the board members together, they raise the money, and then they hire the executive director. So I actually started last year in January, and we worked through the year and, you know, getting our facility, getting the tools in, branding the tools, and getting everything ready for our grand opening, which was in August of 2012.
So explain what the tool bank actually does. I tried to in my introduction, but I did it poorly. I'm sure you have a much better way of explaining it.
The Cincinnati Tool Bank stewards an inventory of tools that we lend to nonprofit and charitable organizations to help them further increase their impact in the community.
And you say Tool Bank USA is an organization that's been around for a while. I know there's one in Atlanta I was familiar with.
Tool Bank, well, there's an Atlanta Community Tool Bank, which is where it all started. In 2008, the executive director of the Atlanta Tool Bank, Mark Broadbeck, got a grant from the Home Depot Foundation to replicate the model nationwide. So he came up with, you know, our 200-page operations manual and just, you know, has been working to replicate this model throughout the U.S. So the second tool bank was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the third one is in Baltimore, and Cincinnati was the fourth tool bank to be online.
It seems like a great idea. I was saying before the interview when I learned about the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank and how it helps nonprofits and churches and the like do great volunteer work. It seemed like a no-brainer. Why hadn't somebody come up with this before?
It does. And Cincinnati is unique in the fact that there's a lot of nonprofit organizations such as the Cincinnati Parks, Crossroads Church, that have a ton of tools for their big projects that they do. Crossroads only does a big project once a year. The rest of the year, those tools sit in a storage warehouse. Since the tool bank has opened, Crossroads has donated all of those tools into our inventory and made them available. So I know that Joe Hansbauer had that idea, you know, and he's very familiar with a lot of nonprofits and knew that there's tools out there. Mm-hmm. And just kind of getting them all together and making them available would increase the amount of service projects that get done.
And that is something, because I was looking at the list of tools you have and quite a tool inventory. And really, it covers about any project that these nonprofits are looking for.
Yes.
Was this something that's been planned out to you? I mean, with the Tool Bank USA, do they kind of have a plan of what we need?
They have a critical startup inventory list, which a tool bank cannot open until they have every tool on that critical startup list.
Oh.
So this includes over 500 shovels, round and flathead shovels, over 400 leaf rakes, 400 bow rakes. So it's an extensive list of tools that you have to open a tool bank.
So you opened a business in August of 2012, and how has the response been?
The response has been tremendous. We've had over 52 projects and equipped over 6,500 volunteers in 2012.
Amazing.
So we're looking forward to really taking off in 2013.
So you're looking, I guess you have a tool inventory, but you're always looking for other tools. And how are you trying to persuade nonprofits or other organizations to become involved?
Well, the greatest thing is that it is free to join the tool bank. So it costs you absolutely nothing to become a member agency. All you need to do is go to our website and fill out a very short form, prove your charitable intent. This could be as easy as a 501c3 letter. If you're a neighborhood organization, a list of your directors, a church, a letter or a brochure, something to prove that you have charitable intent. After that, you have access to all of the tools online. You just log in and decide what you want for your project. Fill out a short questionnaire about your project so that helps us keep track of, you know, how our tools are being utilized. And Then you set up a time to come pick the tools up. We are by appointment only. And then also set up a time to drop them off a week later.
Wow. So usually keeping them for a week, is that mm-hmm. how it's set up?
That's the average time. You can borrow them for up to 8 weeks. Typically, we've found that a week is generally all they need.
So you mentioned the community wanting it, the community doing, you know, sending out a survey to see if there's a need for it. What did the survey here in Cincinnati find?
The survey found overwhelmingly that nonprofits would conduct more service projects if they had access to these tools for a minimal cost.
And it is proving true, I guess.
It is definitely proving true.
So do you need other help along the way? I mean, you're trying to serve these nonprofits, but if there's somebody who's not working for a nonprofit but wants to see the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank succeed, mm-hmm. What are you looking for?
We are looking for, obviously, tool donations. Monetary donations always help. Being a nonprofit, we are funded solely by sponsors and donors. If there's a large corporation that wants to do a big volunteer day, we can help to pair them with a nonprofit and get them set up with everything they need for a big volunteer day for their employees.
And there's a lot of this that happens in Cincinnati already. And in your experience, what have these events been like before and after Tool Bank?
Well, some of the bigger projects that stand out, one of our very first projects was for supports to encourage low-income families up in Hamilton County. Every year they do a big project where they have over 500 volunteers come in throughout the U.S., and they worked this year on over 50 different houses for either elderly or disabled families to help them conduct home repairs. A couple playground builds with Kaboom. Camp Washington did a big playground build. We also carry, you know, everything from tables and chairs. So if there's a nonprofit organization that has an event where they, you know, just need to set up a registration booth, those are also available to them.
So the nonprofits, these tools are free, or is there a fee?
There's a very
involved?
Minimal fee. So if you think about it, it's 3% of the retail value of the tool. So if you were to go rent a ladder, it would cost you approximately, for a $100 ladder, it would cost you about $25 a day. And at the Cincinnati Tool Bank, you can borrow it for $3 a week.
Wow. And this is, you know, the big mission to keep the community strong and
yes.
keep these things happening.
Mm-hmm.
So what has been the biggest challenge, Kat, as you, are heading into the second year, a few months of operation, but, you know, any particular tools that go faster than others, what has your biggest challenge been?
You know, we haven't run into where we haven't had a tool available for an organization when they've needed it. I think the biggest challenge is just getting member agencies to stick to the appointment only times.
Oh, really? So people knocking on your door at all times, is that what you're saying?
And, you know, we're a staff of one, so the appointment only time is just so we can, you know, best serve our member agencies. We don't want to have them show up and us not be there. So it's
staff of one. We.
I feel like we're a big family.
And a lot of, are you also looking for volunteers to help out with your staff of one?
Yes, we do. There's regular tool maintenance that needs to be done. All of our tools are painted blue and normal wear and tear. So they'll come back and they need to be repainted occasionally. So we'll have, and just warehouse maintenance, things like that.
So
I have a feeling we're going to need a lot more volunteers this year than we did last year.
As it takes off. Well, a great idea and doing great work in the community. I appreciate you, taking it under your wing and being that staff of one, and good stuff happening.
Thank you very much.
Kat Pepmeyer, the executive director of the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank. If you're in a nonprofit and want to learn about joining, or if you have some time or money you'd like to donate, or tools even, you can find a link to the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank website at our website, wvxu.org, and that will have a complete list of all the tools they have and associated fees and the like, and it's really a good deal. Well, thanks again, Kat.
Thank you.